Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast, bonus level 8. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis and Grumpy Bear.
Terrence, Grumpy Bear.
How's it going, guys?
Which one are you today?
Today I'm going to be Terrence.
Okay.
Terrence.
It's going good.
Okay, today's Terrence.
Yeah. Everything good today. Everything's real good.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. All right, what are y'all excited to talk about?
We're only talking about really two things, so Deadpool. Terrence?
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Okay.
I like the trailer.
Unbiased Am.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about Deadpool.
All right, well, let's get into it. Let's do the social media thing. Follow us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcast app. That just don't even flow off the tongue. They need to change the name. I don't know what they need to change it to, but they need to change it. Follow us at ANX Gamecast. Any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com. Let's jump right into
round one.
And let's talk about the one nerdy comic book whatever type trailer that we saw, because slim pickings now, because all the stuff is being released.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, there was only one, and they had like seven previews or trailers.
So Ant-Man and the Wasp, they released an extended trailer, but we're gonna start with Terrence on that one.
Terrence,
how'd you feel about that trailer?
So for that trailer, I gave it a 9.0.
Okay.
The graphics were good.
Graphics were great.
I think that they are, the difference between most of the other ones, it's more CG than most of the other Marvel movies.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't suffer because of that.
Correct.
Because it looks great. It looks like they put a lot of money into the CG on this movie.
Correct. So, sound was good. The story, I gave an 8 because I don't really know everything yet.
Okay.
And you've seen the first Ant-Man, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was really good. Really, really good. My hype was a 10 because I like the wit. It's like a lot more. It's humor that is, it's good humor.
Like,
so
a good humor bar?
Yeah, like, it's not like the, it's like the, you tell a you have a banter going back and forth with a friend, and it's got that wit. Mm-hmm. It's not like anything's mean or malicious. It's just good fun.
Okay. So.
Unbiased Am.
What'd you think about this trailer?
I give it a 9.4.
What?
Yeah. What? I mean, everything about it looks really good to me. It looks really funny. It's kind of cute. It's like you said, like Terrence said, it's witty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see it. And I never saw, I think we talked about this before. I've not seen the original Ant-Man movie.
No, I think we finally saw it in person as far as the actual movie, you know,
okay.
We've been on the hunt for this stuff. I didn't pick it up cause I didn't do my research on it. You know, if I do get it, I want it to be on 4K. I don't even know if it's available on 4K, but I finally saw it in person. There's the Ant-Man. That's like the first time ever. But again, we didn't get it, so we still have not seen it.
No, but it this movie does look super cute.
Cute.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like it's funny. And the little girl in the beginning, you know, she's like, maybe you just need someone to have your back.
So let me,
like, aw.
So let me jump in here.
Genesis.
I gave it a 9.4 also.
What? Twinkies.
Diss.
That is not a diss.
Graphics, we talked about that already. Sound was good. I gave it a 9 for the story because there was actually a lot of story elements in this trailer. Like, this trailer had everything. It had story. It had way more story than the original trailer that we saw. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Okay,
I can agree with that.
Yeah, so they did a lot more there. And the way it was presented, and then they told you about whatever this company was or these aliens or whatever that was with the technology to go through walls and all that. They told you a lot about, I guess, the enemies or the villains in this movie. Hype, I'm at a 9. Like legit. Like I said, the first Ant-Man did not appeal to me. the way they tried to sell it to me was, I can get small and run around and still fight people. Come watch me. And
yeah, like, it looked kind of silly.
And I'm like, nah, I don't, nah.
But it actually was really, really well done.
We'll see. Thor Ragnarok. See. And gave good info. So overall, 9.4, 9.4, and a 9.0. So got me hype. And that comes out next month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's move on to
round two.
And let's get to the meat, the guts. Let's review Deadpool 2. Who would like to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
So I'll just throw it out there. I gave it a 9.4.
What?
What? What?
The trailer you gave a 9.4. It's like all Marvel movies are the same. Whether it's the trailer or the movies. I'm giving everything a 9.4 today.
No, that's weird. You're right. I didn't even notice. But I did. I gave it a 9.4. So I thought it was... I was a little torn. I thought it was really funny. And I love Ryan Reynolds' humor. He seems to kind of have the same type of humor in all of his movies, or most of them that I've seen. And he's kind of that sarcastic, smart, you know. And
well, I say but I don't think I've seen him in any other movies besides Blade Trinity. I don't do Ryan Reynolds, but I've seen him in obviously the first Deadpool, and then this one, and then because I didn't see Green Lantern for obvious reasons.
Well, the first movie I ever saw him in was called Just Friends, and it's just a regular like romantic comedy.
Well, that's weird because those are like my favorite types of movies.
Yeah, right. And that was like in 2005 that I saw that movie.
Okay.
And I think that was his first big movie. And he's the same way. It's the same exact humor. Okay. The sarcasm. I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, I like Ryan Reynolds. I think he's funny. I thought the movie was funny. I loved the music. They had a lot of like 80s music in this movie. It was awesome. But what's weird to me is that, you know, we saw in the theater on like the first day or second day or whatever that.
Yeah.
And things would happen and I was like, like I'm laughing, but people in the theater were like busting out laughing at stuff. And I was just kind of like, am I not getting it? Like, it's funny. It's not that funny.
I think because of when we went to see it, especially the first day that it was released, I think there was probably just a lot of fanboys there.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all are overdoing it.
Yeah, because it wasn't that funny.
No, it was funny when you put the whole thing together.
Yeah, yeah.
There weren't moments where, there might have been one moment where I actually kind of cracked up, but all these, it was like if people were trying a little too hard to, you know.
So
yes.
Okay.
Oh, you agree with me?
Yes.
Grumpy bear.
Yes, it was. Okay. Okay.
Oh, so we're just jumping.
Let me give one example here.
Okay.
The scene in Black Panther where he says, I'm going to feed you to my kids or my family or whatever he said. And he said, I'm just kidding. We're really vegetarians. And the whole place cracked up. It was like that, except for every little joke.
Yeah.
Like in between. I'm like, no, that wasn't vegetarian funny. That was not vegetarian
food. Right.
So yeah. I was like, what are you laughing? And to be fair, it wasn't the whole theater. It was just like one and two and maybe three people that kind of kept overdoing it. So
Grumpy Bear.
Which did they do the same thing there?
I gave this movie a 6.7.
What movie?
Really?
Did you go see the right movie?
Trash.
Did you go see the right movie?
Hold on. I have three names to call this movie. Trash, hot garbage, street booty.
This street booty.
Street booty. I don't know about no street booty.
It was garbage. Everything had an innuendo.
Yes.
Even like the little, like when he said with the boy, hey, you need to make friends with one of the biggest biggest guys in the place, mm-hmm. and you'll have a soft mouth.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was a lot of inappropriate stuff.
Dude. But it was also rated R.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I understand his thing is regeneration. Because he was getting handled.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it just was garbage to me. And you know what? This is the bad thing about it. You had said, Terrence, go check out the first one. You'll enjoy it. And maybe I'll enjoy. Now, the one character, the two characters I did enjoy in this. Okay, so I enjoyed two characters. And the only reason why I didn't give it a five is because there was one portion of the movie that was like awesome to me.
Okay.
And that's when they all jumped out the plane and everybody died in a very horrific,
I dislike that part of the movie.
Really?
Why? Because on all of the commercials, all you saw was X-Force. Here's the X-Force. Oh, and that was funny, by the way. Every other scene, X-Force. Just for no reason. That was funny.
I thought it was so funny when they jumped out the plane and then each person just died.
But,
like,
the scene itself, I didn't mind. But when my thing is, you're spending all this money to advertise this movie, and in the commercial, you're showing these people just for them to only really get 10 minutes of screen time and then they die, was very other guy-ish to me.
Well,
because in the other guy, the movie The Other Guys, they show The Rock and Sam Jackson on the commercial. Like, they were a big part of the movie. So what did I do? I went to the theater and I watched it. And they died in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Aim for the bushes. I was really...
But that was hilarious, though.
I was really looking forward to seeing Terry Crews as a superhero. And then nothing. I was like, oh, everybody's dead? I don't get to see them at all?
He died so... What was his superpower?
Man, I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
It was only 3 minutes.
Look, I felt bad for the invisible guy who got thrown in the thing. And then the one dude that was the regular guy, he was trying to help the dude out and got his spit off.
Yeah. But what I would say to Terrence.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me say this.
Okay.
Domino's portion was also awesome.
Dope.
Because of she said luck.
Dude.
She made luck look good.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like
Domino's character by herself is worth a six.
No.
Yeah, I love.
And then you add Cable's character, who was badass.
Oh, that's the other thing. Okay, So I thought I didn't know of Cable. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know Cable was going to be in this movie. And when they started showing him, all I saw was Josh Brolin, and I'm thinking it's Thanos, whatever you pronounce it. Mm. I'm thinking it's Thanos, and I'm getting all excited because I'm like, oh my god, it's Josh Brolin, it's Thanos. This is before he turns into a Thanos. I'm thinking there's something beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, this is Cable. And I'm like, wait, what? But I did like how towards the end, Ryan Reynolds was like, come on, Thanos, or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, he called him Thanos. Like, there was stuff like that that made it like funny.
And that was what was the overkill for me. Like, you started off with Wolverine on the little pike and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, and not that Wolverine is like the character that I'm just like, oh, it was Wolverine. But everything was like, I felt like everything in the movie was overkill. Like, he didn't just, and also, Deadpool is one of those characters just constantly talking.
Talking, yeah.
And that's annoying to me.
Well, this is what I will say, generally speaking, about the movie. Again, what I was saying, Domino is worth a six alone, and Cable is off the chain also. The everything with Cable in it was dope.
It like, lost me with the like, grays of the across his face. That was just like...
So I'm glad you said that, because that goes to my next point. This is my hot take of the day. I need something like that. I need Faitana to say hot take of the day. This is the perfect movie to come out right after the Avengers. Because if you have another Avengers type movie or a similar movie to that, it just would not live up to the hype at all. This movie being rated R, breaking down that fourth wall, talking to the camera, doing all that kind of stuff. It's so different than your average Marvel movie.
It was,
like I said, I don't think another movie could have come out this close right after Avengers and did any type of well.
Well, I feel like you can't take it as seriously because it is all, it's so over the top, silly, and talking to the camera and, oh, you're about to see some CGI, get ready.
Right.
You know, it's right. Kind of like... I didn't really like that, but I guess it's like, it is what it is.
I did like that because some of that stuff that he was saying that it was, I was actually thinking in my mind before it happened. I was like, oh, here we go. Big CGI scene, big fight scene coming. And here he is talking about, oh, here it is. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like I didn't have a problem with that, especially after seeing the first Deadpool and already knowing what I was getting myself into. Like I already knew that this was coming. So if I didn't go in thinking I'm going to watch my normal Marvel movie, and then it was like, wait, what is this? This is not Marvel movie that I like. So a six, what'd you say? A 6 point what?
6.7.
6.7. Okay. But you like Domino. You didn't like Cable?
Cable is stoic anyway. His character is pretty stoic, even in the comic books. Domino just had like that pizzazz, like. Burm, burm,
burm, burm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
She just had like that pizzazz. Like, they were like, what's your power? Luck. Luck's not a power.
She's like, it always works out for me.
Right. And then even when like when she came in the room and they were like, everybody was talking about little baby. She was like, I'm looking at your face. Like it was like she added like that this breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was like, after a while I was just like, bah, 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 can you stop? Even like when Cable was like, stop talking.
But I think that's just part of the whole experience.
And then he was wanting to hug everybody. Why you wanna and it was just wanting to I just was like, okay, this is trash. This is hot. Garbage. It's street booty.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm torn because I was not expecting my score to be that high.
Same here. I haven't given my score, but when I saw my score, I was like, oh. And I just kind of wrote it off to, I just saw Avengers, which is like probably best superhero movie ever made, in my opinion.
I was angry that I went and saw this after I left.
Yeah.
Grumpy Bear.
I was actually angry, and that's why I said, I synced with a T. I synced it.
Oh, I was at work. I was still at work. I just glanced at my, okay, he saw the movie, cool.
I was not impressed. And there were a couple parts, like I said, that were like, okay. But he said that in the sense where there is X-Force. Cable was part of it. That's why he actually stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Domino was part of X-Force as well. Right. And they're like, they become real close, Domino right. and Cable.
Yeah.
I liked how everybody knew that he was an X-Men trainee.
Right.
So that was like one of the running jokes. Right. That was decent. But the whole thing with the mouth and the friend and the grazing with the and
he can't get over this thing.
That was
one scene in the movie.
Well, no, but it was one scene.
Too many.
It was too many. Well, no, because no, there was the scene with the Grays. There was the scene when he did the Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it wasn't just one. It's like,
so I will.
It's
I
like
will,
college humor,
right? I would say that it's not my type of funny. There were funny moments,
correct?
But this is not my type of funny, but I just think that with the fourth wall mixed with it being Marvel, I see mm-hmm. X-Men, I'm hearing people say X-Men, I'm hearing him saying X-Force. It's like, okay, like I'm in. Because again, I'm more X-Men than anything else, you know, as far as comic books goes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like X-Men.
Yeah, so I was down, even though when he made the jokes. Couldn't the studio throw us a little budget? Could we get one big name X-Men to be in this movie? How come there's no one else here? Why are you the only one here? And then you see them in the background like, no, we're here, but we're closing the door. We won't talk to you.
Oh, that was so funny. That was funny.
Or the whole thing with Colossus where he was like, I got to fight dirty. And then at the end, he shoved set him and they threw him in the water.
That's one way to beat him. You are not always going to have Professor X to get up under that, you know, pop that helmet off and get into his mind. So you got to come up with other ways to stop the juggernaut. So I'm glad you said that, but because it brought up two points for me. And I just went blank on the first one. So let me talk about the second one. How are you going to have the juggernaut in this movie and not say his iconic line from the other X-Men movies?
Which is?
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
I don't know if they, because you know that he's still not part of, I don't know if he's still, if he's part of yet. So it may be a copyright thing. I don't
you think they might have copyrighted it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because that was like the biggest piece from that movie that everyone took away and just everyone was quoting left and right.
And he still never took off his helmet.
Yeah.
Even after he got shocked in... So much wrong.
I do remember my other point, Colossus. I think the only problem I had with this movie is sometimes the CG with Colossus was sloppy. It wasn't always great. And so that, you know, that piece was eh.
As he said, CG time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Juggernaut looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like great, but it was good. It was really, really good. Juggernaut was really good. But Colossus, like I said, he was just doing too much, especially the time where he was flipping through the book with the X-Men rules. Even the book that he was flipping through was CG, and it just looked funny. And there was a lot of scenes like that where he had something that was also a computer-generated image that was like, this looks weird. But his character in general, I like. Okay. So you just didn't like the humor. You don't like Deadpool. Because here's my thing with this movie, that I just thought about now that when you were speaking, it was, I like Domino and Cable. And Deadpool, as far as my favorite characters in the movie, wasn't even up there. I guess he was probably third. He's my third favorite character in the movie. Like, I was just hyped when Domino was on screen or when Cable was on screen. Deadpool was kind of like, eh, like, it's cool that you're there, but like, now I'm like totally invested. I just want to see more Domino. I just want to see more Cable.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that.
So, I mean, if they came out with a Domino Cable movie tomorrow, like, I'm there. Like, they're there.
Well, I mean, Deadpool wasn't in X-Force like that. So, they...
X-Force.
I mean, yeah, Deadpool wasn't in X-Force like that. So...
X-Force.
So he's not going to, I mean, eventually they're going to, I mean, now Cable's not going back, but I don't know how the rights are again. So they're probably, if they make another Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds is going to be in this again. So we're going to have Heart Garbage Part 2. Well, I mean,
Part 3. Well, all I know is that they better make an X-Force movie, because that's all this was. This was just a setup. It was set up for the X-Force. Just like we saw with the Avengers. They were setting up the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw that. So, need the X-Force movie. Hope it does well so you can have more X-Force movies. Deadpool 3, whatever. Like, I just feel it'll be more of the same. Not that I dislike it, but I need X-Force. I need X-Men.
Right.
So, they need to get those storylines and timelines back in order. Just like he said at the end, time to clean up some stuff.
Spoiler alert.
Right? Mm-hmm. So... My biggest gripe with the movie is that at the end of the day, nothing really happened. Your girlfriend didn't die.
Spoiler alert.
You went back and saved her. Why are you looking at me like that, T? Why are you looking at me like that? Girlfriend didn't die. You didn't die, meaning Deadpool. You never made Green Lantern. The old Deadpool in the X-Men Wolverine movie never happened. Because you killed him. So all this stuff like never happened. Like at the end of the day. So all the X-Force came back to life. So Terry Crews is back alive now. So maybe, you know, we'll see him in the next X-Force movie. So like nothing happened at the end of the day. That was kind of my biggest gripe.
Yeah. And I think that's why I'm still like, I don't know. I mean, I can see, I see my scores. I rated it really high for the plot and stuff, but in the ending, because I did like the ending. I like how they did it. Because I don't know anything about Cable. So for him to not, you know, to use his little time machine, one time use, mm-hmm. you know, for that, I was like, oh, that was kind of cool. But
Cable's thing is all about the virus, which is what has affected his arm and hand. And he's a part machine. And he is the child of... Cyclops and the Phoenix, two of the most powerful X-Men ever, or mutants for that matter, per se. Cyclops is more human.
So speaking of that, they really, with that being said, plus with the forming of X-Force, again, I talked about this with you at the mall. Whatever they do with the X-Men going forward, they got to make Cyclops' character strong. They got to make Cyclops back to what he was before. Again, when I grew up, I was a Cyclops fan. Mm-hmm. Not no Wolverine. I wasn't checking for Wolverine. Like, ever. Like, it was Cyclops. All the time, every day, Cyclops fan. So they're going to have to build up his character because of what you just said about Cable and the fact that Havoc is a part of X-Force, which is his brother. So, and I think Havoc was in one of the other X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Not a big role.
Future.
Was it?
X-Men Future Past, I think. No, it was the first one. The one where they were learning how to use their powers.
Okay, yeah. So he's been in the movie before. Not sure if they use the same character or do whatever. But again, a lot of this stuff starting. And then Dark Phoenix coming. We know that is a thing that is coming. Supposed to come out this year, I believe. So with all that being said, you got to make a strong Scott Summers.
Correct.
You got to make a strong. Got to have him. And I feel like, honestly, if Scott Summers fails, if they don't do that right, like this whole X-Men, X-Force, whatever they're going, is not going to do well. Obviously, it's going to make big money, but it's probably not going to go as well as you would think it would, where it could go. So, my score, 9.22.
Mm-hmm.
9.22.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little bit higher than what I thought. If I were just to rate it, like, just off the top of the dome, I'd probably give it an 8.5. But as I sit down and go through all the different sections that we have to score, 9.22.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy because I think the same thing. If somebody, because we did, I think we saw Terrence, didn't we? Right after we saw the movie or the next day.
Terrence.
Because
yeah, it was the next day.
Everybody was like, what did you think? And I'm like, it was okay. Like, it wasn't good. It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was okay. So I'm surprised my score is as high.
Well, see, and that's what I kind of feel about. Like, you guys said it was okay.
Yeah.
So even just mine were different just because at the time the humor is not what I was looking for, regardless if it was rated R or not. That doesn't, some rated R movies have cool humor, but it was just so much of the college humor.
So what it sounds like, so the difference is, what it sounds like is you had a problem with the humor. For me, like I said before, it's not my type of humor, but I didn't have a problem with it. Like, it being there didn't bother me.
You only
like, I didn't like it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, it was super, super funny all the time, and so that's why I like the movie, but it didn't bother me either. It's like, okay, it's there. Like, whatever. Like, it's not going to sway me either way. But it sounded like you had like a problem with that.
Usually in any movie, you have one running joke. It was like 7 or 8.
But that's kind of the thing, though. That's kind of his thing.
And that's why it was like, boom, boom, hot garbage, trash, street booty.
This.
I need to see the first just because.
So you never saw the first one?
No, I never had a desire.
See, I tried to set you up. I tried to throw you the lob. Go see the first one.
But then I wouldn't have been ready for this because I sure wouldn't have seen the second one.
Well, but you would have been ready.
The first one's not like this as
the
much.
Generally speaking, from what I remember, I like the first one better.
Yeah.
Than this one. This one probably had higher high spots, peaks, with your Cable and your Domino and those kind of things. But overall, as a movie, I feel like the first one was better. I don't know what I would rate it, but the first one was definitely better. And it could just be that it was new, it was fresh, it was different. This one is more of the same, a little bit of the first one. So again, the humor didn't bother me. It was not a big deal to me.
It didn't bother me either, but it's weird because as each moment went by, it was funny, and it's weird because like when I look back on it, I'm like, I'm confused because it was really funny, but I think it was overkill.
So maybe let's look at it from a different perspective, Terrence. Let's do this. Did it have good graphics?
It was okay. You hear that? It was okay. It wasn't great. I wouldn't have wrote home to anybody about the. It was okay.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Were the graphics better than Black Panther?
You know, I almost felt like it was a different budget.
I'm just saying, were they better?
No.
Budget, no budget, $1 budget, $2 million budget.
Were the graphics better?
That's what I'm asking.
CGI or graphics?
Well, when I say graphics for these type of movies, we're talking about CGI mostly.
I thought the CGI was better in Black Panther.
Yeah,
in Black Panther? I don't.
Really?
Yeah. There was too many lows in Black Panther for me to say that it was better than this movie.
This was like, oh, my leg's broke. I'm laying off half the table. It didn't even really look real.
But then you also, we talked about the Black Panther with the last fight, two shadowy figures just fighting small little figures.
Okay.
It was bad. Those graphics were like bad.
But it also felt like there was so much more action. I don't know why. It just feels like there was more action in Black Panther.
It was. Well, it's like a major battle.
Yeah.
Well, I look at things like Cable when he shot his gun, the little boy when he used his powers. Oh girl, I don't even remember her name. I don't remember her name from the first one. The X-Men with the girlfriend. When came and used their powers at the end in the major battle.
And he called her 11. Remember, because she's from Stranger Things.
Mm.
Her name's 11 on Stranger Things.
See?
The running joke.
Yeah. Two thumbs down.
But it sounds like you didn't even catch that joke when it happened. So that shouldn't even be.
No, because I was like put off. I was put off.
So
I was put off early.
But okay, so you didn't like the graphics. You didn't like the CG. So I'm just trying to run through this. Did it have good graphics or no?
They were okay. You said good, comparable to no.
Comparable to?
No, they were okay at best. No, they were okay.
The sound. You had a problem with the sound?
On the explosions and stuff?
No. Well, sound, music. They had all kind of stuff going on.
They had this thing, the running dubstep.
Oh, yeah.
I was put off by this movie.
And then we'll talk about the story. What are we talking about with the story? You didn't like the forming of the X-Force. You didn't like Cable's. You didn't like Cable's story. You didn't like their involvement.
There were aspects of the movie that I thought were good. There were aspects of the movie I thought were not.
I'm just trying to figure out how he got to a 6.7.
Okay. So let's go back the way.
Yeah,
so
that's all I'm trying to do.
We're going to talk back about this right quick. So I can kind of give you the gist of my score. So here goes my scores. The cinematography, I gave an 8. The CGI, I still gave that an 8.
Okay.
My costume design, hot garbage.
How's
the whole,
Who's Cable? Did you see what Cable?
That was on the Cable.
Did you see?
But what everybody else?
What about the Asian girl? What about her girlfriend and her suit?
A 5. The art design, a 5. The sound effects, I give an 8. The score, it was dubstep, a 6. The acting, a 7.
So 7. Like, so that would imply that somebody that was bad acting somewhere?
It was subpar. It was just subpar.
From
like I like Ryan Reynolds. I actually do in some movies. I couldn't get behind this. I couldn't. So
what'd you give the plot? I'm curious.
The plot I gave a 6.
Okay.
See, so okay, I guess that's where we're different right there, right off the bat. It depends on what you consider the plot. Was the plot him and his girlfriend and him trying to save the boy? Or was the plot trying to form the X-Force? What was the plot for you? Because to me, those were really only two things that you could talk about with the plot. And me, I don't think either one of those would be a 6 for me. If you're talking about forming of the X-Force, cool, I like that. That would be a high score.
The little boy thing was like, is like garbage. So, the forming of the X-Men it was what it was. Hey.
He wasn't feeling it.
I guess.
to the point where I was like, whatever. I mean, I finished the movie. That was the extent of my thoughts about it. Okay, Terrence, you finished the movie. Okay. Now go get your burger.
Now what about the nacho? What about the $7 nacho at the theater?
No, I can't do that no more.
No nachos.
No. I can do chips and queso at the Alamo, but no. And this is the thing, and a lot of this is everybody has their own view. There are those who prefer this crude humor over lasers and lightning beams. I get it. I mean,
I won't say true, but is that true? Because I'm not sure if there's anybody who prefers this over, let's just say, like the Avengers. I don't know if there's anyone who, again, prefers this type of movie or this humor or this whatever over something like an Avengers. I'm not sure if that's a thing.
Now, I've talked to people, not a lot, but I have talked to some, and they like the humor.
But do they like it more than Avengers?
They have liked it. Because there are people right now who feel like all the superhero movies are just superhero movies.
So it brings another
aspect of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said it was the perfect one to come out right after the Avengers.
Right.
You know.
Right. It gives you a different aspect.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have walked out if, then let me tell you what I'd have walked out at. If I was watching this movie and Madeira had it came out, I'd have been done. I'd have left the theater. I'd have been done with it for the day because I'd have been like, okay, y'all doing too much.
DTM.
Yeah, y'all doing too much. So, like I said, I gave it a 6 because I didn't leave. It wasn't on par with Pootie Tang or some of these other movies.
Third one in a row, Pootie Tang.
Right.
Okay.
The belt get come off and you like, whoa. Perfectly symmetrical comeback, you know. I'm okay, and I will continue to deal with it or whatever. But I won't say I was all that happy with it.
Yeah, clearly, 6.7.
Yeah,
yeah. No, you weren't happy.
And you know, I'm pretty good with scores. I am the guy that says, "Oh, it's a puppy."
Mm-hmm.
No, this was whack. This was whack. Let's even go back further than that. This was wickety whack.
Okay.
Wickety, wickety, wickety whack.
So, I guess we just look at these superhero movies totally different. Because then, if I'm not mistaken, you gave Black Panther like a 9.8 or something. And let me see if I could pull another hot take out. Not just by the scores.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I probably enjoyed this movie about more than Black Panther.
I could see that.
Just overall. It just had a little bit of everything in it. And like I said, the whole fourth wall thing is appealing to me, regardless if the humor is not my style. That fourth wall is dope to me. It's something, I mean, they've made all TV shows. It's like super successful TV shows based off that fourth wall humor, like The Office and things like that. Things that are just super popular because it's so different.
Everyone is entitled to like what they like. I don't care about the fourth wall. When I go to see my movies, I want that portion of the movie. As we said before, and when we were talking about games, you like the aspect to be away, to kind of have that fantasy feel. When I watch Avengers, I get that. I know you ain't gonna be shooting lasers at me or anything, but you. The more I talk about it, the less I like it. I gave it a 6.7 based upon the things that I saw that I didn't enjoy. But I'm not opposed to somebody else liking it and having fun with it. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I don't like tea, so I wouldn't mind.
See, I like tea. So, what you like, coffee or something?
Soda pop.
I like soda too.
But I wasn't happy with this movie.
And I think that might be a perfect, you know, analogy for what's going on here. I like soda and tea.
I only like soda pop.
You just like soda. So I like Black Panther and Deadpool.
And water.
I like Black Panther, Deadpool, and Avengers. See, I like soda, tea, and water.
He's diverse with his liquid intake.
I just was something about it. And I guess maybe it was overhyped for me.
I mean, I can see that because there was a lot of people who were like, oh my God, it was the best. It was, oh my God, it was perfect. You know, just going on and on.
So I'm, it's not that it's getting old because it's only the second movie. I'm ready for Wolverine to be in Deadpool. I'm ready for Wolverine to be in Avengers. I'm ready to Wolverine to be in X-Force.
Right. But you're going to, I mean.
Come on. Right. Like, but that's across the board. That's my issue with these movies across the board. I'm ready for Wolverine to be somewhere.
And so many, because they're spread out across so many factions, the Fox, the Sony, you have all these issues.
Unbiased Dan.
What you got nothing?
Well, I mean, I feel like I've already said it. I liked it. There were some stuff that I feel like was a little bit of overkill, you know, with the humor.
There was. I felt that at moments.
Yeah.
But it didn't take over my whole experience.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, and I remember when I left thinking, well, even when I left, I was a little conflicted because half of me was like, that was really funny mm-hmm. as a whole. But then the other part of me was like, but it was okay. Like, it, you know, I don't know. But I gave it a pretty high score.
Yeah.
So I was happy overall with the plot and the ending and the music and, you know, the CG. I thought overall it was good.
All right. Terrence, any more last thoughts before we wrap this up?
Any last words?
No last words.
He's like, I'm over it.
So, yeah, I'm looking at my notes here. I think I pretty much covered everything. So 9.22. 9.4.
Four.
And then a 6.7.
6.7. It almost got less than a 6.7, but we'll give it a little bit of grace.
All right. Well, with that, I think this is probably the shortest podcast in the history of podcasts, not just ANX Game Pass.
Oh, ever in life.
Just ever in life.
Okay, well.
But we can go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
So we gave our scores. Everybody knows what we think. Let's hit the social media one more time. If you think Terrence is crazy,
let us know.
Let us know on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts app. Follow us at ANX Gamecast. We do have a website. Our scores are supposed to be put on the website where then people can comment and say how crazy Terrence is. But I've been doing a bad, really, really bad job of updating the website. But it is still out there. You can get to all of our social media outlets there, anxgamecenter.com. And any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more bonus levels coming soon. See you next time.